This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. As we launch into the third hour of the program with you tonight, it's Ian,
Renee,
and Melanie.
Coming up, we're going to find out what phubbing is. P-H-U-B-B-I-N-G. But for those of you just tuning in, we were talking about Corey Walgren, who was 16 years old until he threw himself off of a six-story parking garage after being threatened by police and school principal with possible child pornography charges for the dastardly crime of recording a sexual encounter. What may have been his first sexual encounter with another 16-year-old female at the high school. I don't know if it was at the high school, but that's where they were. He was threatened, and they had called his mother. She was on her way in. He decided he didn't want to wait, and he left, presumably quite distraught over a potential future as a sex offender on the sex offender registry, which in a lot of states requires one to constantly update police as far as where one's location is. And I believe that in some states they put out, like, notices to people.
You have to put out notices. A lot of times you're supposed to go door to door and tell people what you are convicted of.
Wow.
There's jobs you can't have. You can't be within a certain radius of,
like, a school.
Schools, right. Parks, sometimes.
Basically ruins your life.
But yeah, like, if a school moves close to you,
you have
to
leave.
You're, like, you're screwed 100% forever, or at least... Sometimes there's certain things that you'll be on there for a term of years, but a lot of times it's just like forever.
Yeah.
You're done. You're like, it's over.
And so-called child pornography, I suspect, would want to be one of those lifetime appointments, even though this was consensual, even though this was, you know, between the two individuals who were involved in this, even though if they were both 18 years old, then it would be
perfectly legal
pornography at that point. But because even though, and in some states where the age of consent is 16, it's still illegal to take a naked photograph of yourself until 18. So it's just an insane group of laws that are purportedly to protect teenagers from themselves or from being taken advantage of.
Well, they're purportedly to protect teenagers from older adults. So if it was, you know, a 35-year-old with a 16-year-old, then they probably would have had a lot more popular support in convicting that, or a 35-year-old with, you know, a 13-year-old, then, you know, okay, go for it. But that's not how they're used. That's how they are sold to the public to pass these laws, but that is not how they're used. They're used to just mess with kids, usually boys, you know,
right,
most of the time.
They're the ones that are more likely to share them. The videos, I would
say. Well, they're the more likely to get prosecuted, I think, if they're caught.
You think? Because they have caught both genders before, and they have gone after both of them.
I mean, it might just be that girls are less likely to get caught, but I do feel like, even when the girl's older, if she's young enough, that they're more likely to go after the guy.
Probably true.
I mean, they're more likely to go after prosecuting men, just
period,
in general.
Yeah.
So with something like that, where kind of traditionally the male would be looked at as aggressor, isn't really the right word, but the female would like automatically be a victim no matter what, which is
it's
dumb
absurd.
Now with technology. Yeah. That's really stupid, but yeah, no, I mean, this is what they're used for.
If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Renee is the closest one of the people in the studio to high school. You graduated a few years ago. You actually graduated early. But
at 16.
You probably heard, I don't know, I'm just going to guess, did you hear rumors about like sex videos or like photos being passed around? Did anything ever
constantly
make... Yeah,
constantly. That it's just, I mean, it's not right, but it's definitely a thing that happens. And
did you ever see any of it? Oh. Or just hear about it?
Oh, totally. Yeah, I totally saw some videos, pictures.
Well, yeah, I mean, if they're passing it around, that's different. And to me, then it would matter what the victim felt about it, but that wasn't even asked.
Well, that was allegedly what was going on with this particular video, which they said was so dark you couldn't even really identify what was going on. There was apparently some audio that that was present. But so what you're saying is you received things from other females or males or both?
Well, it would usually be like we'd all be sitting at the lunch table, oh, look what happened this weekend or whatever. And usually the person involved would be the one showing me.
So it wasn't like other people were making fun of the person. It was more of the person was bragging on their own volition.
Yeah, typically.
Here's my conquest for the weekend. That
typically,
kind of thing.
Typically. It was when it was made out to be more of a bullying thing, like revenge porn, when it was that type of stuff, mm-hmm. Then I would have a problem with it, but like.
And that's when something comes out later. That's when.
Yeah, and that also happens all the time.
You have a couple, they break up. One of the couple then releases.
All of her pictures are all over the internet. Yeah.
I see. And did you ever hear about anybody being prosecuted for any of that stuff? I mean, considering.
No, thank God.
How people in general, but teenagers especially, are known for not keeping their mouths shut. Nobody went to any of the police or nothing. Like, there was all these videos and pictures being spread, and nobody turned anybody else in?
Oh, I'm sure people went to the office for it all the time, but I never heard of anybody actually being prosecuted for it.
So you think people got in trouble internally within the school, but not,
yeah.
But it never brought to criminal charges?
Suspensions and stuff like that.
It's interesting.
I don't remember any particular cases, but vaguely.
That seems to me like the administrators in that case specifically didn't bring police in because...
Well, I'm sure that the SRO might have been involved, but...
Well, maybe they're just more sensible about it up here because we see so many different stories from all across the United States. I mean, we don't talk about them half the time, but we've reported on them a few times over the years where, you know, teenagers are being prosecuted in a lot of places for the stuff that you're describing. And if they're not doing it in Keene, New Hampshire, then that suggests that there's some level of sanity within that administrative office.
Well, I feel like we're in New Hampshire, too. We're in a more liberal state. I feel like maybe in the South or something where they're more conservative and there's much more shame around sex, where they won't have sex eds in schools or, you know, places like that, I feel like it's more likely that
they have sex ed in Southern schools. They had
No. I'm just saying in general, places where there's more shame.
You didn't have sex ed?
Well, I didn't go to school, but none of the people who did had it either.
You didn't go to school?
I didn't go to public school.
Oh, okay.
I was homeschooled.
Oh, nice.
So, even in most, I mean, I'm sure that, like, maybe, I mean, New Orleans might have, Baton Rouge probably did, mm-hmm. Atlanta probably does.
But it's a staple
up here. Most places, aren't going to do that. They're going to go fight not to. They're going to, like, have pretend sex ed class, which I've always wondered, like, if your position is just don't have sex, that's, like, one sentence, and I'm not sure how that takes up an entire semester to call it a class that you like go there and like, I mean, what do? Just say the same thing over, like literally the same sentence over again? Like what, how does that take up a class?
I don't know.
Ours are more comprehensive from
but yeah.
Contraception, various diseases
yeah.
Pregnancy, blah, 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 blah.
I remember we had, when I was in gifted school, we had the genitalia coloring contest.
What? And what did that entail?
It was awesome. And it was so, it was like controversial too, right? Because.
Okay, well that I could see being controversial for like non-insane reasons.
His name was Steve Dacey. He was the, one of the science teachers. And he actually, if you look him up, you might be able to find the old story. He got busted for growing marijuana once upon a time, and he actually lost his job.
This dude was cool, huh?
He was super cool. Nobody knew that about him, that I was aware of. He was my science teacher in, I think, sixth grade, and he was the one who did the genitalia coloring contest. And, you know, obviously the super sensitive, like, good Christian kids could opt out of sex ed or whatever, but everybody else was, you know, had fun with it. And so you would get, like...
Well, could you opt out of, like, just that part?
Just that activity?
Maybe. But, you know, it was like a black and white drawing of genitalia.
Yeah, that's creepy, though. Like,
it's a little weird, but
is
whatever.
It creepy? Why
no, like, if a grown man told my child or young adult, 16, 15-year-old, like, here,
is color
is, like, we're having a contest, I'd be upset.
But why is that creepy? Oh, well, you can answer that coming up here in moments. 855 450 free. It's just science.
Weird.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial on in toll free and bring up anything that you want. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is LRN.FM. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Renee.
And Melanie.
Also, do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. You want to catch up with the latest in the cryptocurrency world? Well, news.bitcoin.com has it. You go to news.bitcoin.com, and you'll learn about what's happening. In fact, I was just there earlier, and I had pulled up a story that I wanted to share with you, but I don't remember where I put it. So if you go to news.bitcoin.com, you'll be able to see whatever it is that's going on in the Bitcoin world. They also have other stuff at bitcoin.com, including just kind of an introduction to Bitcoin. Maybe you're brand new and you want to learn the basics. Bitcoin.com is the destination to do that. Oh, yeah, here was the headline. Bitcoin price flips downward after almost reaching $3,000 per Bitcoin. So it was almost, there was like $2,956, I think is what it was the highest point it reached within the last 24 hours. And it's now, it fell like maybe $300 today. So it was a big drop for Bitcoin today. But
weak.
Yeah, you can get the latest over at, interestingly, a lot of the cryptos dropped today, except for Ethereum, which continues to rise in comparison to Bitcoin. Ethereum just hit a new high of $400 per Ether. So it's a competitive world out there in the world of cryptocurrency, and Bitcoin.com is on the forefront of a lot of it. So check it out at Bitcoin.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, we've got Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave. Dave in New Hampshire. Going once. Do we have Dave in New Hampshire?
Oh.
Going twice. Hello, Dave.
Hello?
I have you. Oh, we have you now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Derek. Updates on some battles that have been going on between the Republican establishment in the New Hampshire House and the Libertarians and the Liberty-leaning Republicans.
What's the latest?
So the first thing is that I guess Glenn Aldrich is claiming that the Speaker wants to increase spending by 10.5%, supposedly Republican Speaker of the House. And Aldrich is a Free State rep, I believe. He's a Republican, and he is trying to, he and others are trying to put forward a 3.5% increase only, a budget that would, you know, have a smaller increase. And Aldrich is claiming that, those are just recent numbers that Aldrich has posted, but he's claiming that the Speaker wants to increase spending twice as much as the Democrat governor wanted to. When she was in power up until, I guess, 2014. Or, no, I'm sorry, 2016.
Yeah, I've heard bad things about this speaker guy. He is very controversial within the Republican Party, but yet somehow he keeps getting nominated. So he's obviously got a lot of influence.
It's his support from Democrats. And there's something else that he did. There's an update on, and he was encouraging the Pelham Republican Party to stop letting Caleb Dyer attend the meetings.
Caleb Dyer is the first state representative in New Hampshire in 20 something years to go Libertarian. He was a Republican, elected as a Republican. He's 21 years old. He just turned 21, so he's very young. And he flipped to the Libertarian Party back in, I believe it was February of this year. So what you're saying is that the Speaker of the House is trying to use his political weight to get Caleb Dyer banned from the Republican Party meetings that he'd continued to attend because he knows a lot of those folks, and it's just one of the ways he wanted to do his activism was by attending and trying to influence the Republican Party, even though he is a member of the Libertarian Party now. They're trying to kick him out, is what you're saying?
Well, they were trying to, I mean, to put it in perspective, the Republican governor of New Hampshire in 2003 used to go to Libertarian Party meetings as a sitting governor and speak to them. So it all works both directions. But the latest on Caleb Dyer is that I guess the Pelham Republicans went ahead and made a rule change so that it may clarifies who can go and who cannot, and Caleb will be allowed to continue attending for now. However, I guess over the long term, they would be more restrictive towards people who aren't Republicans, unfortunately. So it's not really a victory. But it was reported on in the main TV station, and that's the important thing, is that there continues to be a buzz in New Hampshire and outside New Hampshire about these upstart libertarians.
Well, there should be. Of course, listeners of our show for the last few months know that not only did Caleb flip and was, again, the first one to do so in many years, the Libertarian Party didn't have any state representatives nationwide. They had a state senator in Nebraska, but that's not a, you know, not a state representative, but now they have a state representative in the form of Caleb, but also another state representative flipped. This one, a Democrat from Keene, which is where we're doing the show, and people had said for the longest time, you know, Keene was this scorched earth, that it was impossible. We've peed in the pool too many times. It was impossible to have any kind of political success. But yet it's Keene that was second to the table to get its own libertarian state representative in the form of another young man, 21-year-old Joseph Stahlkamp, who is another first-time state representative who made the flip back just after 420, actually. He came on board, which is awesome. And I don't know if you've heard Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, but there's rumor has it that coming up within the next couple weeks, there's going to be a third state representative who's going to make the flip. Did you hear about that?
Yes, and I saw Caleb actually posted a response to that claim, and it sounded like he was seemed to be at least tentatively verifying it, and I got the impression from what he posted that maybe it's a Republican this time who's switching.
I don't know if I'm authorized to give that much information out, but I will tell you that it seems like it's definitely going to happen within the next couple of weeks. There may be an announcement coming up during the Porcupine Freedom Festival about that. And so I'm very excited about that, because right now New Hampshire is the only state out of all the 50 states with not just one but two state representatives who are sitting state representatives who are Libertarian Party members. That's going to be number three, while all the other states combined have zero. So, like, there's no doubt. There should be no doubt in anyone's mind right now at this point that New Hampshire is the destination for libertarian activists. If you care about freedom, if you want to have a chance at political success, and you're a libertarian, you need to stop wasting your time where you are and start making a plan to move to New Hampshire right away, because the more people we have here, the better off we'll all be, the faster we'll get to more freedom sooner. Anything else, Dave, you want to share tonight?
There's a lot more, but I'm going to hold it for the next call.
Excellent. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I'm glad you got a lot to share, because there is a lot going on up here. And thank you for the call tonight, Dave. More coming up here. You can share your thoughts with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, we're right around the corner from Somalia Fest, the very first ever Somalia Fest, which kicks off the end of this week. And Free Talk Live will be there, and we will be broadcasting from the event. We'll tell you more about that coming up. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio with you, it's Ian.
Renee.
And Melanie.
Also, we did just mention that Somalia Fest is coming up, but many of you may not really know what that is. Honestly, I don't really know what Somalia Fest is, because the first one was last year. It happened during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it was sort of a response, I think, to some extent, to the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Well, they said it was a response.
Banning Free Talk Live and me from said Porcupine Freedom Festival after we had provided them with all kinds of publicity and broadcast services and promotion for the better part of a decade. They kicked us to the curb, and that was disappointing, I think, to a number of folks who created this Somalia Fest concept inside of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But that didn't do me any good, because I'm not allowed to be on the campground during Pork Fest. So this year, I guess it was popular enough last year of an idea that they decided to break it out from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it just so happened that the Pork Fest cut its length of time in half. So Pork Fest used to be a full Sunday through Sunday, week-long festival. Now it is, I believe, a Thursday through Sunday, so they cut it in half as far as its length is concerned, and so now the several days prior to Pork Fest is going to be what they call Somalia Fest, and that kicks off this Friday. I believe that is the 17th. If you go to SomaliaFest.com, maybe there's nothing there right now, but at one point SomaliaFest.com did work. Oh, there it is. Now it's coming up. June 16th. I'm sorry, I got the dates a little messed up there. So this Friday is June 16th. Anyway, it's June 16th through the 20th. And the idea behind Somalia Fest, as I understand it, is to promote the Free State Pirate Party, which is interesting. I didn't know there was one, but I'm glad to hear that maybe this is like where it's being formed, or it seems to be a relatively new thing. We did talk to Stephen pretty briefly about that, and he seems to be one of the founders. So I'm sure we're going to learn more about the Free State Pirate Party while we're there.
Wait, is it real or are they trolling?
I believe it's real. But it may also be trolling.
It can be both.
Okay,
Berman Supreme's name was on the ballot.
Right. He is real. And a real life troll. He's wonderful. I love Berman Supreme. I don't know if Berman's going to be there, but he's been known to show up in the past, so there's a good chance that we'll see Berman Supreme at this event. But anyway, Somalia Fest is kind of, it seems to me like it's going to be more true to what Pork Fest used to be like.
An actual freedom festival?
Like a festival where there's not a bunch of central control, where there's not a bunch of rules, where you don't have to pay fees to vend, pay, you know, a fee to just be there. So like if you attend Pork Fest, you have to pay to attend Pork Fest in addition to the camping. If you go to Somalia Fest, there's no fee for a festival. You're just camping with a bunch of other libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist types. And so whatever those people decide to do, if they want to put up a stage on their own campsite and play music or
that might happen,
or have speakers or whatever, then it's sort of like a self-organized, decentralized camping festival, unlike Pork Fest, which is much more centralized and top-down control. That's what it's become over the years. Pork Fest wasn't like that originally when it first started out. It was very much a very small, freedom-oriented camping festival that, you know, things change over time as different people get in control of those things. And so hopefully Somalia Fest will be, you know, a more grassroots kind of decentralized festival. We'll see. I'm looking forward to checking it out because I'm not banned from Somalia Fest. They have welcomed Free Talk Live to come broadcast from that event, and so we're looking forward to checking it out. And we're going to be doing things a little differently than we had in the past. So previously we would set up our remote broadcast equipment in this second-story room in a building that they called the TV room, and it sort of looked out over this beautiful view of the White Mountains, and you know, it was nice. But this time around, because Somalia Fest has no central organizer, like somebody put a website together, but there's nobody who's negotiated an official deal with Rogers Campground. It's just people coming to the campground and camping and calling it a festival. And so there was no, like, deal where we could just sort of set up our equipment. So I contacted Rogers and tried to work something out with them, and they were like, well, yeah, since nobody's renting the room, we don't really feel like cleaning it, because it turns out if you get a bunch of drunk libertarians together, not everybody is so respectful of property rights, and they kind of leave their empty beer bottles and things like that up in the room. Now, of course, you could argue that, well, that's what you expect, because you know someone's going to clean it up, and so therefore it's okay. Sort of like when you go to a baseball game and people throw their peanuts and their trash down on the floor, they know that it's not the same as littering because somebody's paid to come and pick that stuff up.
Maybe someone can volunteer to clean it up.
That said, it's still can be a mess, and they didn't want to deal with that. If we weren't going to be paying to rent that room, we were trying to do like a trade deal with them. So we ended up trading out for a hotel room for a couple of nights. And in return for that, we told them we would, you know, give them plenty of plugs on the radio. Because Rogers is a beautiful campground. It's a wonderful place to go. And, you know, it truly is just stunningly beautiful there in the White Mountains of New Hampshire.
So where are you going to set up?
We're
going to
just set up outside. We're going to, you know, like go to a picnic table. And
better hope it doesn't rain.
Well, if it's raining, we'll do it in the hotel room. But, you know, so we'll get it done either way. It's not going to be live this time. So what we're going to do is we're going to do it like we do at the Bitcoin festivals that we go to, where we record the show throughout the day. And so, you know, we're going to grab Roger Paxton, or we'll grab Derek Jay, or whoever it is that's around, and we'll talk to them. And so it'll be very similar, where whenever we did these shows in the past, it was always interviews throughout the show, which is different for Free Talk Live, because normally we're open phones. But these were a very interview-focused show, so it'll kind of be a different feel. We'll be recording outdoors, so it'll sound a little bit different, it'll be just kind of a different vibe. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So if you want to learn more about Somalia Fest, You can drop by SomaliaFest.com. If you're going to be in New England, this weekend is when it kicks off, June 16th through the 20th at Rogers Campground. I'm sure there's plenty of campsites available. It's a first-year event. They're not going to pack the park or anything like that. It might be pretty small. It might be intimate. We don't really know what to expect because, you know, there's still going to be a certain amount of the Pork Fest attendees who are going to come for the full week, so they're going to be there during Somalia Fest. So we don't know how many that's going to be or what to look forward to, but I think it'll be fun either way. We'll go to your calls and thoughts. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. It's Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. So we came in number one now with the most cars stolen of any city in the whole nation. We're number one now in Austin.
Wow. That's not something to be proud of.
Well, I mean, we cut the gold medal, and so it averages out 27 cars per day will be stolen, and 10,000 cars were stolen last year, and the year before was 6,000 cars. And you know what? The only thing that's good about it is maybe there'll be less pedestrian fatalities.
So when people steal cars, those same cars are still driven.
They might get chopped up or whatever. The chop shop.
Oh, you might have
that. And the person who had their car stolen, they don't suddenly not need a job anymore. They have to go now find a new car. There's still as much traffic.
It's highly unlikely that of those thousands of cars that got stolen, that any of those victims are going to say, you know, I'm just going to start taking the bus to work. Hey, who needs these car things anyways? It's not likely going to be a paradigm shift for people, Sarah. They're going to be scrambling to contact their insurance provider or look for a used car, borrow mom's car, or, you know, borrow a friend's car or whatever until they can finally get their own new/used car. It's not going to reduce any amount of fatalities. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. Appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Moments remain. We do have enough time for you. And we'll find out what fubbing is, because I mentioned that earlier. What is fubbing? And is it secretly ruining your relationship? 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free here. You bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. Dean, Renee, and Melanie in the studio here tonight. Want to invite you to check out our brand new satellite funding Patreon. If you think bringing the message of liberty, peace, cryptocurrency, all these cool ideas that we have here on Free Talk Live, if you think that spreading those that message beyond the United States is a valuable idea to countries, let's say, a lot less free than the United States, where there's some pretty oppressive governments, then we can do that. In fact, we are doing that. The satellite channels that we have for LRN.FM, the Liberty Radio Network, exist over sub-Saharan Africa, over some of the most oppressive nations on Earth. It's also over North and Central America, so countries like Cuba and other places. We've got the satellite signal that anyone can pick up with a very cheap receiver and dish. And some countries of the world will actually raid your home if you have one of these satellite dishes on your home. So this is a great way to get the ideas of liberty into people's minds. And you can support our satellite expansion for just $2 per month via our brand new Patreon. You go to fund.lrn.fm to do that. We've had several people sign up already. That's fund, F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm. Go there. There's a 3-minute long video. You can check out what we're doing. It gives you a lot more information. And please share that with people, too. So if you're on social media places, feel free to share it. So, could fubbing be secretly ruining your relationship? Well,
I don't know how it could be a secret to you.
Well,
if you're the one doing it.
Let's see.
Or having it done.
The story is coming from Kylie Matthews at Whim. Well, this is a strange website. Women, WHIMN.com.au, so an Australian site. Do you spend more quality time with your phone than you do with your partner? Are you compulsively checking for notifications and endlessly scrolling through your social media feeds while in the presence of your significant other? If this sounds like you, you may be one of millions of people experiencing what is a relatively new psychological condition. And by the way, I didn't know Renee was going to be on the show tonight, by the way. We just kind of invited her in here because Mark had to go.
But she's also not on her phone in the presence of her significant other.
That's true.
Thank you, Melanie.
That's true. But she is on her phone, at the very least.
Fub you.
That's cute. So what is a relatively new psychological condition known as fubbing that, according to influential new research, may be slowly eroding your relationship with your partner? Fubbing is a portmanteau of the words phone and snubbing, and occurs when a conversation is interrupted by attention being given to a smartphone rather than the person you're with. When it's your loved one who bears the brunt of this compulsive action, it's called fubbing, partner phone snubbing.
Okay, so it does have to be your human, because we argued about that during one of the breaks. So it does have to be your human, and it can't be just any other person.
I don't know. I mean, it's certainly the context under which they're discussing it here, but I would say that if you are in front of your boss and you're on your smartphone during a conversation, that would also be phone snubbing. I mean,
well, that would be a bad idea.
Yeah.
but it's snubbing. The same thing.
You are snubbing that person, right? Like if you're in an important conversation with somebody and you're not looking at that person, instead you're looking at your phone. Regardless, let's go on. It's a phenomenon directly resulting from the emergence of phone addiction that, according to an extensive review of recent studies on the condition, is a problem tightly linked to unprecedented technological development over the past decade. Unlike other forms of behavioral addiction, such as gambling or gaming, in the same report it was noted that phone addiction seemingly affects young, extroverted women more than anyone else.
Why would it affect extroverts more than introverts who like to lay in bed
know.
And play with their phone.
I agree with you.
Order food online so that they don't have to go outside.
And take color quizzes.
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense to me, but that's what the study showed, apparently.
Extroverts, by definition, wanted to talk to random people.
Let's see here. The story says, it's not surprising, according to one of Australia's foremost experts on relationships, Julie Hart from the Hart Center, says, this is uncharted territory for us as a society. For younger people, technology of this kind has always been part of their lives, and they're so dependent on it. Julie says, phone addiction, like all addictions, have a way of creeping up on you. She says, quote, the line between addiction and non-addiction can be quite blurred because it's a graduated thing. According to studies in the U.S. and U.K., on average, we check our phones every 4 to 6 minutes of our waking hours. That's over 150 times per day. Julie believes tech companies like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter deliberately feed on our inherent psychological need for interaction and acceptance to manifest digital addiction and keep us coming back to them time and time again. Renee, what app are you using right now on that smartphone?
If you're about to make a point about Facebook, I'm taking a quiz that I saw on Facebook. Can we guess your color? Or no, can we guess your relationship status by your color IQ? And I'm just pressing colors. What am I doing?
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. I just clicked it. I saw it.
What is a color IQ?
I don't know. I just like looking at pretty colors.
Well, admitting that you have a problem is the first step to getting help.
I don't have a problem.
I had a problem with Facebook. I will be the first to admit it.
Oh, is that why you hate it?
I don't hate Facebook.
It's a love-hate
relationship.
Person who hates it because you're like on Facebook telling people they shouldn't be on Facebook.
Yeah, I don't like Facebook.
And on the radio and in real life telling people that they shouldn't be on Facebook.
I find Facebook to be counterproductive.
Plus, I'm really talking to my mom.
I find lots of statists who are willing to talk to me on Facebook, so I find Facebook to be very productive.
It's important. This isn't even about Facebook. This is about paying attention to your family.
But what are you producing?
Anarchists, hopefully. Mostly minarchists.
Do you have success stories to where you've actually talked a statist on Facebook into becoming an anarchist?
I have not talked a statist on Facebook into becoming an anarchist, but I have talked people on Facebook out of specific positions.
Okay. Well, that is something.
I mean, I was converted entirely on the internet. There were no anarchists around in real life. I mean, the internet is valuable.
Yeah,
there's people on the internet right now listening to us. They might be doing it through a Facebook post that somebody posted.
Exactly. My mom saw my Facebook post and she started messaging me. Now she's listening to the show. Mom, are you a libertarian yet?
So Julie believes that these tech companies are feeding on that psychological need, and they definitely do that. I mean, they definitely take advantage of the desire that people have to want to be liked and feel like they're, you know, in a social group and that there's people paying attention to them. And so, like, one of the things that I've done to break my habit of Facebook is to not click the notifications icon. And I have found this to be a very successful thing. It takes, you know, the willingness to want, just like, you know, quitting smoking, you've got to want to do it. I wanted to quit clicking those notifications because I was obsessively doing it. If there was one notification, I'd go right on up and click it. So I started with 5 being my minimum. I then worked up to 10, and then I did, I think, 20, 30, 50, and then I doubled that to 100, and then I brought it back down to 75. So right now I'm at 75, and I won't click the notifications until it's at 75. So that definitely makes it so I don't spend near as much time
on Facebook. You're ridiculous. That just makes checking Facebook a daunting task. Then you have to go through all those notifications.
It doesn't take that long. All you have to do is, like, pull up the whole list of the notes, because you can, you know, pull up the full page, and then I just scroll on up, and anything that's not a like, I ignore that, or I ignore all the likes because those are useless. Only the comments are what I look for.
Well, they're not useless.
Yes, they are. Likes are completely useless.
They might bump a post. No, they might bump a post that is important and more people will see it.
If you make an argument about why the state should go away and I like it, that ups you in the algorithm and then the state sees it. And then maybe they'll get converted.
Yeah, but it's useless for me to know. I see what you're saying. You're saying that for Facebook's algorithm's sake, it's useful. I'll acknowledge that.
Well, it's also useful for you to know what is working and what is not. If I see an argument that I'm making that is a completely explicitly anarchist argument, and I have people who are hardcore statists liking it, then that is information that is useful to me.
Hmm.
And that has happened.
What
and I say,
said.
Okay, what is about this that is working for the people that are in my audience anyway? Let me do more of that.
The expert says you can be so seduced by the neurochemical hit of dopamine it provides of constant connection at a safe distance. Who else wants to reach me? The number of likes I've got. Another funny story to read. The excitement of something new. That it can easily become what you do with your spare time, she says. So it's not much of a jump from that to also continuing to do so when you're with your partner, instead of using this time as an opportunity to connect with them. There's a lot more to this story. We're not going to have time to share it with you tonight, but I'll put it on our Facebook page and Twitter so you can read it at your leisure. And it's been Ian here with you.
And Renee. And the quiz thinks that I'm married, in case anyone's wondering.
And Melanie.
Is that a successful result?
I don't know.
It depends on if you want to be married.
All right. So we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. And don't forget the new Free Talk Live forum, which is not Facebook, at forum.freetalklive.com.
This is your Bitcoin.com weekly news. New Hampshire Governor John Sununu signed HB 436, exempting virtual currencies from any and all money transmitter laws. A Nevada senator has introduced a bill to exempt blockchain technologies from taxation. This is not yet a law, but heartening nonetheless. Small businesses in Japan that are accepting Bitcoin have seen dramatic jumps in the value of their stocks. So the latest news, go to news.bitcoin.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dentists, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.